Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I'm going to watch everything tonight. You're going to watch everything tonight. But where's your head?
Where's my head?
Yeah, what are you excited about tonight?
I'm excited about the Warriors and...
Really?
Yeah, I'm excited about the Warriors because I'm wondering about not only the rotation, and Pat Spencer's out, personal reasons, I get it. Al Horford out, sciatica, no shock. So it's not as much about Warriors survival, or survivor rather, as it is, how are you going to use Kuminga? Kuminga's back in the rotation, what does that mean? Does he get a five-minute looky-loo early, and then if it doesn't go great, he's back on ice? Or are you going to try to really bring him back and let him play some actual basketball? And beyond that, the other intrigue for me, there's a number of different things. One, Jimmy Butler, are you interested in actually playing basketball in December? Because he's looked a little bit like he's been in second gear, third gear, kind of coasting a little bit. He's not been that impactful. Draymond Green, can you stop turning it over? And then beyond that, yes, all the other ancillary pieces, who plays, who doesn't play, whatever. But this is not a must win, but it's starting to feel a little bit like, okay, Warriors, if you want us to take you as a real thing, you got to go out and start winning some of these games.
Sure. I mean,
that's where my head's at.
Yeah, I get all those things. I'm way, way, way more excited to see the Seahawks beat the Rams. I am way, way, if you want to talk, the intensity of tonight, to me, maybe the soap opera intrigue, sure, that's the Warriors. That's what we do. You know what I mean? And sure, Jonathan will be back in there. Everybody can get out, whatever, wrap your arm up, take a big shot of Kuminga if you want. Here we are again. I don't know why that's... Why is that different than what we've seen before? Do you know what I mean?
Just different because now he's back.
He's back. He never went anywhere.
Well, he went to the DNP list.
He just went to the bench.
Right. And that's now, what's intriguing. And now he's back?
Yeah. We've watched him be back before. He'll go out there, he'll play basketball. I hope he looks really good. And it's a Thursday in December.
Right, but he looks good, they win. He looks good, they lose. He looks bad, they win. He looks bad, they lose.
Sure. And then we rinse, repeat, and try again on Saturday.
But or maybe we don't. Maybe he looks bad, they lose, and he's back on the DNP list.
Listen, again, my
I get it. I get what you're saying.
Yeah, my point is we're going to go to bed tonight, and one of these results has an actual pow stamp on what is going on playoff-wise for one of these teams. And it is the Seahawks-Rams game. Absolutely. In Seattle. Thursday night football. Standalone. Boom. I put it this way. I understand everything you're saying. And you and I would qualify as addicts, I guess, if you will, when it comes to Bay Area sports. There's not a damn thing ever that we don't watch. There's not a damn thing ever that we're not excited about. Yes, really. Honestly. When it is a Tuesday in November and they're in New Orleans, I'm like... Like, it is one of the first 10 thoughts that goes through my head when I get up in the morning and start planning the day. Like, that because the dad in me, that's how I operate. I got, okay, who needs to be where? What are we cooking tonight? And what are we doing? You know, we got to figure out the show. And then when we get back, what's going on? How many people are going to be there eating? What are we eating? And how can we incorporate that into whether or not there's a game that we all want to watch? Like, that's how my brain works. And so, sure. And you know, my best friend is the voice of the Suns. Yep. I can't wait to see him tomorrow.
You love John Bloom.
And so, like, when the Warriors play the Suns, it's a big deal. The trash-talking texts have already started. And so that's great. That's all great. But come on, people. Come on.
Come on.
Where is your Niner fever? Where is it? This is massive tonight.
It could be. You can go out to Indy and lose on Monday, and then it's not so massive.
Well, sure, but all we can do each day is set up the next.
Right.
You know what I mean, that's how we root. That's how you rooted for your fantasy team. All you want to do is set up the next week.
Well, there is no next week.
I know, because you lost.
Apollo Creed, there is no tomorrow.
But those who won did not win a damn thing. All they won was another shot.
Right.
It's another shot next week. The 49ers can both clinch the playoffs and be two games away from the one seed in the NFC if the Seahawks win this football game tonight. And it is massive. So, I mean, we could just, like, we can play with this a little bit and
sure.
have some fun.
Oh, yeah.
If you all want, like, which is floating your boat a little bit more tonight? Sure. I'm not saying it's not Steiny, who's only going to apparently got one TV. Like, I'm sure you can follow both. You can toggle. You can grab another TV. You can put eight TVs in your bedroom like Guru does. Whatever.
This guy is such a D.
888-957-9570. What has your full sports focus today as far as 5:30, 6 o'clock tonight? Which one is like making your heart thump a little bit? They're both big.
Yeah.
I get the drama surrounding both. But if you asked me, like, here's another way to ask it. Only one of them is going to go right. Which do you pick?
The Warriors.
Really?
The Niners still have to, like, handle their own.
On a Thursday in December?
Yes. This game is more about just 1-82. This one is seminal for a number of different reasons. They need to start looking right. They need to start playing right. This game's important for the Golden State Warriors. Seattle beats the Rams, and then you lose to Indy. Well, it turned out it wasn't that much of a big game because you lost to Indy.
But it created an opportunity. If the Warriors, I could do that exact same thing with the Warriors. If they lose this game tonight and then win the next five in a row, nobody gives a rip.
But if they lose tonight and Kuminga plays poorly, then that might be more DNPs for Kuminga. I don't know. For me, you never know.
I don't know.
He got a DNP. Last time he played 2 minutes in the fourth quarter, and then he didn't play for three straight games, and he was healthy.
But that wasn't based on that one performance. It might have been based on his behavior on the bench.
Yeah, we don't know.
But he had played very, very poorly for a very lengthy stretch, quite frankly, a significant stretch. Certainly ever since injury, he has not really had any good games since then.
Well, you've had other players play poorly.
No doubt.
And like Draymond Green's coming off a game where he was poor.
Right. Put it this way. I don't think Steve Kerr is in the business of punishing people for one performance.
I'll agree with that, yeah.
If he's going to put him back in the rotation, you better give him more than 22 minutes one time. I would rip the hell out of that. If the Warriors then re-bench Jonathan on Saturday, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, it depends on how he plays and what he does. I mean, if he plays lethargically and shows, a certain amount of disinterest in doing certain things, then
yeah,
it's warranted. But if he goes out and tries to play and doesn't play well, I'm just more intrigued by tonight's Warriors game because of where we are and the fact that they haven't played in a long time. And,
interesting.
You know, they had this tough schedule early, and it's the schedule. Man, I've never seen a schedule like this. And then ever since then, they've been patently kind of bad. And now you have a chance against Phoenix, who is better than we thought. It's a team that you might be competing with for a spot in the top six. And, Phoenix is more spirited, and they've got Dylan the Villain, who you love, Dylan Brooks.
Oh,
and so there's a number of things about tonight's game that spice it up a little bit.
I'm definitely not trying to, and I can't, and I won't try to.
I know.
I'm not trying to devalue anything.
And I'm not trying to devalue the football game, because football is always king, and it's, I mean, the only bummer is the old guy coming out again is if I want to watch it on TV, so I'm watching it on Amazon.
You got to get a second screen.
I have it. I have my computer.
So you're good.
And I'll do that, but it's, I don't want to have to do that. I want to have the ability, and maybe it's an invention that I need to come up with where, and I guess it would have to go through Xfinity or whatever, where you can toggle between an app and their platform.
Right.
Because I'm an Xfinity customer, and I have been forever, and I love it.
Your smart TV is not smart enough.
My smart TV is very smart.
Yeah, I know.
But when I go from Xfinity, I have to speak into it, Amazon, boop, and then up pops Amazon, and I click, boom, and then now I wait for it to load.
Yeah, how long does it take?
That right there is about 20 seconds.
No, I mean the whole process, to get from the football game to the basketball game and then back.
Well, to go from the football game to the basketball game, that's quick. It's just a couple of exits, and it goes right back to Xfinity.
Got it.
But to go the other way, that's a solid minute.
Oh.
Because you have to, boop, Amazon.
In 2025, then, a minute is,
and
like,
and then you wait, and like then Amazon year. Pops up, and then you go down, and you select the game, boop, and then the game, do you want to watch the main broadcast? Do you want to do the catch-up, the recap?
Does your TV make those noises like that?
Yeah, my remote.
Oh. Okay.
Xfinity.
Okay.
You don't have Xfinity.
I don't have Xfinity. Yeah. What's up, Grandy? You look like you want to say something.
Well, I was just going to say, obviously, this is a huge football game, and Niner fans should be rooting for the Seahawks because you want the one seed, you want the division, and you want the bye, and you want home field. Seattle losing, though, isn't bad either because it increases the odds of being the five seed, and the five seed takes on the AFC South winner in the first round, which is the first round matchup you would want.
I would have to look this up. Does it really? Like, if Seattle loses tonight, but then the Niners lose to Seattle, don't they finish behind them anyway? So you got to beat them either way.
It increases the likelihood of you being the five.
Or at least
surpassing Seattle in the standings. Another Seattle loss.
To me, that's not enough of a consolation prize for me. Here's what I would say. I get it. The Warriors are our team. The Seahawks are not. So, like, the rooting interest tonight, we watch our teams. Rooting for someone because it affects your team is not the same experience. So if you're, I'm not like down on the idea of if you're more tapped into the Warriors tonight, it's the freaking Warriors. The Niners don't play tonight. But which one is a bigger deal in the landscape of what we're all doing here? I don't even think it's close. This is a massive football game for the 49ers tonight.
Potentially.
The Warriors one is interesting because of all that we've been going through and talking about. But this is not a landmark game with regard to the standings at the end of the year, I don't think.
I mean, it might be a tipping point.
Phoenix is right ahead of you in the standings.
Yeah, I know. And you play them again in 48 hours. Yeah. So you can just play ping pong if you lose, and you just win and go right back to where you were.
Right back to a game below 500. But, I mean,
I get it.
Over 47.5 is a slam dunk. It's easy money. So
boy, you're not going to let that one go.
Why would I?
You shouldn't.
And I won't.
Okay.
And I shan't. And if I'm wrong, then tip of the cap to Mark Grandy, who said that it was free money. They're giving it away.
It might be free money. It's as defined now, not easy money.
Nervous?
It's not easy.
It might be free money for Vegas. We'll find out.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. He's not wrong. It was free money for someone.
Right. Somebody. Well, it's not free money for him because he had to pay the juice.
You could just get the money back by fading you. It's not that hard.
Go ahead. Fade me. Fade away. Don't let me get hot again.
We won't.
Have you won two in a row?
Yeah, two in a row.
All right. Filmo Mike's on the line.
I think so. Two in a row, yeah.
He's royalty. Yeah, you hit both over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you hit the Niner game and you hit the Vikings.
And I've got tonight. Tonight's easy. Like,
ooh.
Tonight is...
I don't...
You lost Monday. You lost your last pick. Yeah, you lost Monday night. You picked
Miami. That's right. You lost
Miami. I flipped the pick.
Not even close in that one.
Yeah, I forgot about Monday.
You know what?
That was an embarrassingly terrible pick.
That was a big old rotten egg stinker.
It's hard when I just...
I wasn't here for that one. I would have faded.
Yeah, you would have. Easy to say now.
Yep. Quarterback got benched out of that game. He was so bad.
Man. Career ender.
Totally right.
Seriously. All right. Filmo, what are you doing?
I'm trying to figure something out. So I'm trying to figure out how the hell are we supposed to have 49er fever and mania when y'all going through freaking Dear Abby letters about the Warriors before Christmas? We don't really care about the Warriors right now. I'm mad. I'm frustrated. But you can't teach Steve Kerr old-ass new tricks. He going to do what he do. He going to do what he did to get what he been doing to become have 9-10 championships. So I'm so happy T.J. Huzmanzada is calling whatever Chris Berman say. Teach me who's your mama? Yeah, he's going to come on and all that good stuff. Because I'm sick of hearing about these average-ass Warriors. They're not going nowhere. Steve Kerr is doing the same thing he's been doing. I love Steve Kerr, but he's not going to change. He's going to play the players that he quote-unquote trusts. And Kuminga can't do nothing right. Kuminga could pay well. They lose. Kuminga's fault. Kuminga could get 8 rebounds, 3 points, have a nice floor game, play like Draymond Green, and he'll sit the next game. So it's no rhythm or rhyme or madness to this. For whatever reason, Jonathan Kuminga, Steve Kerr, and the Warriors, they're not aligned. They have to get in alignment. I don't see it happening. And I hate to say, I never say this. Even when Latrell Sprewell choked TJ Kalismo, trade the player, he needs a new start. I never say that. But this is the first time, I swear to God, that I can see they probably need a new start. Steve Kerr needs a new start. Jonathan Kuminga needs a new start. Because every time we look at it from our perspective, a lot of the fans, we like, man, well, Kuminga gets, he kind of gets like play like, it's like he's not the teacher's pet, obviously, or the teacher's favorite, obviously, because when this person does that, they get more time. When Kuminga does that, he gets no time or he gets punished. So I'm sick of talking about it. I hope the Seahawks win tonight. Bang, bang, Niner gang.
Hey.
And shout out to Dear Abby.
Shout out to Dear Abby.
That's a great call, Philbo. I get it. I get it. But by the way, we know Philmo, and Philmo gets it too. You can be sick of it, but the bottom line is it's here. It is a story. People are emotionally attached to it. They're interested in it to the level where you seem to be elevating tonight's game as to be maybe a little bit bigger or different than other regular season December games. I don't fight with you on that. I agree with you on that. I see almost exactly what Philmo sees the same way. There's one thing there at the end, and it's the definition of the word that. And I kind of tried to do this with Guru yesterday, and it's probably the core of why some of our listeners and Warrior fans, and I see this a little bit differently when he says, when we see Kuminga do that and he gets benched, and we see other players do that and they don't get benched, let's define that. I bet, just my guess, disagree with them if you want. I think Steve and the coaching staff would say we're not talking about the same thing. If that is just defined as poor play, like you didn't play well that night.
Right, right.
If that's the definition of that, then you're right. Steve Kerr and the coaching staff are out of line because that's not the way you treat a player. Go out there, struggle a little bit, bench for 2 weeks. That's incorrect. But it's not just that is not defined by playing poorly. That is defined by decision making and style of play. And the example I keep using is the article that was written last year of in Portland, Jonathan looked off an open Steph Curry, didn't throw.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good. like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
On the ball and decided to drive to the hole. Not my words. That's the reporting of the beat writers. And it ticked the Warriors off. And that is a snapshot of the discord, of the way they want to play. It's not about playing poorly.
Right.
The way they want to play.
If it was about playing poorly, then Buddy Hield probably would have been benched a little bit.
Everybody.
He's shooting 31%.
Bench them all.
Right. Except Steph, because he hasn't played poorly. But it's not only about that. It's about effort and energy and all the rest of it. And so, yeah, it's playing the right way, and it's playing with energy and effort. And that's why I'm really fascinated about tonight's game, because Kuminga's getting another chance. And I'm sure that they've had conversations, and Steve actually told us as much, that they've talked about it. And so Kuminga goes into tonight's game, whenever he goes in, knowing exactly what they want him to do and how they want him to play. So he'll either try like heck to do that, or he'll go about playing the way that he wants to play, that is outside the structure of the team. That to me is a fascinating thing as we get another day closer to JK Day, 4 weeks from today. They can trade him 4 weeks from today, Thursday, January 15th.
Yep.
So between now and then, he's either going to play or not play. He'll play well or not play well. They'll keep him or not keep him. So all these Warrior games between now and then, for me, become much more interesting based on that one thing.
I got a sneaky suspicion you're going to get a really, really good Warrior effort tonight.
You better.
Yeah. No, I don't, I don't just mean effort. I also mean output. Like, I think the Warriors are going to win tonight. I think that they're going to shift the conversation. The Warriors have very big ears, and they've had a lot of days off, and they listen to all of this crap.
Do you know what the spread is?
No, I don't.
Take a guess.
Let's see, the Suns. Suns are at home.
14-12 Phoenix hosting 13-14 Golden State.
But they've also,
as we go around the association.
Yeah, the Suns have also lost 3 of 4. They've lost 5 of 7. I bet the
I'll give you plus or minus a point.
I bet the Warriors are about a 2-point favorite.
Yeah, Grandy. 2.5.
Yeah.
I got it at 2.5.
Yeah.
Kill the music.
There you go.
He looked it up.
No, I didn't. I'm looking
all of that cogitating, and you came up with Phoenix's recent results.
Yes, that's it. Just the look at my computer.
Somebody call ATCO Pest Control.
I have the Sun schedule.
I smell a rat.
I have the Sun schedule.
You easily could have gone back or forward.
Go ahead. Come hit the back button.
I'm not hitting your back button.
Look, we'll hit the back button.
You're looking real good once you hit that back button.
I'm going to back that thing up.
Thank you.
Look, a back button. Now it's the Sun's page.
What is going on here?
I hit the back button again. Now we're at the NBA standings.
There's something rotten in Denmark is what's going on.
Are you on ESPN?
ESPN.com.
Yes. ESPN has odds plastered everywhere.
No,
everywhere.
But I wasn't on. That's on the score page.
It's fine. Congratulations. You got
they
it
do
right.
not have odds on their schedule. I was on the Suns' schedule. Grandy, shut up.
I'm like guru right
and
now.
He's such a good cheater that he didn't want to get it bang on the number. So, 2. I'm going to go with 2.
Yeah.
Rationale. I'll be a half point off just to let the people know.
Look, I'm sorry that y'all can't handle my rightness. Sorry. I'm sorry that you can't handle my my rightness.
What's that smell? I smell a rat.
Let's go to Jay in Fremont.
Please.
Hi, Jay. What are you doing?
You guys doing?
What's up?
Good, how are you guys doing?
Yeah, man.
I wanted to talk about what's the must-see TV tonight. It's got to be the Warriors. I mean, it's got to be the Warriors. And here's my take on it. There's so much coming to a head right now with the Warriors in general. Kuminga's trade. Steve Kerr's tenure is coming to an end. You know, we just don't know what's going to, this dynasty's coming to an end. And the thing is, you think about the West Coast, right? You think about the Western Conference. Every game, every night means something, in my opinion, because four to five months down the road, when we're in playoff playing mode, it's going to be a tight race. And I think all these teams know that. I mean, these games in December do matter. And the stories surrounding the Warriors right now are pretty crazy. I mean, there's just a lot in flux. That said, I think that, you know, the Seahawks game is important, but I think the Warriors game is must-see TV, baby. Steph's playing too. So That's always must see TV. Thanks, fellas.
Okay, Jay, thanks very much. Sure, Steph on TV, that's a thing. I get that. Whichever team you're more of a fan of, maybe that factors into this a little bit. Jay said something, though, and I wonder if it caught everyone's ear. He's, you know, this dynasty is coming to an end. Do you know that the rest of the league is like, that happened 3 years ago?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, when you tell me where this is going, and then when you look back on it, when did the dynasty end?
Right, so if they win it this year, is the dynasty over?
No.
Right.
But you already said, 4 minutes ago, you don't think there's any chance they win it this year.
Of course not.
All right. So it ended 3 years ago.
Well, and you could even say that the title that they won 4 years ago wasn't even really a part of the dynasty.
You can make that case.
And the whole idea of dynasty, like the Dodgers have a dynasty right now. And that's something you can't dispute.
Yeah, you can. Dynasty is usually three.
And they've got three.
Mm.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.